The Patriots do have talent on the offensive line. They do have some young players who are probably going to step in there and start. They have some highly paid players. Michael Owenu is one who, one of the highest paid players at his position, could play tackle, could play guard, going to play guard this year. I mean, they have players. And I think with offensive line, it's really a matter of how quickly do they gel? How quickly can they learn each other? There's been kind of an influx a little bit during training camp, and that can make it hard to know exactly what the other guy is doing. So how do you do it? It just takes time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why starting Jacoby Brissett right now makes sense. One of the hardest things for any rookie quarterback, is to know that he has to get rid of the ball right now. And Brissett has done it. He's done it for 10 years. There are times when he's going to know, I got to unload or I'm going to get hit. This will essentially keep Drake May out of harm's way while the offensive line solidifies and basically fixes itself.
Who's he talking about?
Brissett.
This team has so many offensive linemen. They got the young ones. They got the highly paid ones like Owenu.
Michael Owenu is...
He's great. They love him. They don't even know what position he plays. But they got Owenu. Don't forget the young guys are going to be in there. The offensive line is actually not that bad.
Can I hear that? I think I heard a little bit of this. Let me hear that drop one more time.
Who are you talking about?
Michael Owenu.
Yeah, I heard. As somebody who's screwed up a million names, when you pause and add an ah before the last name,
you're like, oh no.
You'll never get it.
No. Michael
line. They got Big Mike on the offensive line.
Like Big Mike.
That's what he should have gone with.
They got Mike on the offensive line.
Big Mike, for sure.
Then I love
Michael Owenu.
Help! it's not great. But then he's like, I think this is a good decision. Makes sense. Makes sense to have him not play over Jacoby Brissett.
I just love that. I love that logic. It's like, well, they actually got some players on the O-line.
They do?
Yeah.
Who's that? Tell me all of their names.
He was like some young players.
Like,
yeah.
Where do they even play?
Michael Owenu.
So that's one of the guys you have.
We'll even give you that one.
All right, you have him.
Yeah.
You have one guy. Elliot Wolf told us he's the best tackle in free agency, although he may play guard.
Sure.
So you have...
He might be... You've seen this. He might be 380 pounds. You see that?
That was Lombardi. I don't trust Lombardi.
No?
As far as I can throw him.
Okay.
No.
And
he talks down to people, Jones, and I don't care for that.
Can I get the pronunciation one more time, Nick?
We got it.
Can I one more time?
Yeah, this guy.
Michael Owenu.
He pushed back on Lombardi.
He did. Yeah. Owenu did. Yeah. He was like, this is the same size I've always been. Dude.
He's like, that's crazy.
He's like, what are you, on a scale? What are you down here weighing me? Like, this is how much I'm not worried about him. And then David Andrews. All right, so you have three open spots, whether they're old, young, cheap, or expensive. Guess they're not expensive, but they do have issues there. Like, I'm not going to whistle past the offensive line. As much as I still want Drake May to be the starter,
right.
The offensive line's a disaster. Well, they can't snap the ball, although Andrew should bring that up. They can't line up properly. Guys are getting killed out there. Like it's bad.
That, to me, is the bigger issue. It's like, can you line up properly? Can you not be jumping off sides? Can you not get a holding penalty or line up improperly?
Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield.
Can the ref not chastise you, 77? Over and over and over again. That, to me, is the bigger issue. But 40% of your O-line is squared away
40%.
Based on that metric.
Yeah, you got those guys.
Owenu and Andrews. It's hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can jump in on the O-line, their struggles, whether or not they're doing the right thing. At quarterback, Keefe asked earlier, is there anything Drake May could have done to win this job?
Feels like no.
Or was it a bad job right from the start? I'm there. I'm with Keefe on this. There's nothing Drake May could have done. He could have run circles around Jacoby Brissett, won by knockout. And he still will be sitting on the bench. I'm also curious what people are now rooting for. Now that we know who the starting quarterback is, do you want them to win? Do you want them to lose? Do you want the transition to happen to Drake May? How soon? You can jump in with all that again at 617-779-7937. Beyond the O-line, you know what would help a young quarterback? You know
what's
what would
that?
Help this offense?
Yeah.
A receiver.
Yes.
What do you think of the Brandon Ayuk deal now that we've seen the numbers?
I mean, kind of crazy how he was for sure not going to be there. He was going to leave San Francisco. The Patriots were one of the teams interested. They were going to give him all kinds of average annual value money. Then you had the Steelers and the Browns. All these teams were interested in Brandon Ayuk. And then he stayed in San Francisco for apparently the deal that was offered to him originally. So he missed a month of camp. And then gets the deal that was offered before. So they didn't give him any more, but they also didn't take away any for him kind of sitting out. He gets a ton of guaranteed money, gets a ton of overall money, but guess what? That's what receivers get now. We talked about with CeeDee Lamb, who is a better player, but CeeDee Lamb got a ton of money by Dallas. They needed to do it. San Francisco, didn't need to do it as much as Dallas did. CeeDee Lamb means more to the Cowboys than Ayuk means to the Niners because they have Debo, they have Kittle, they have McCaffrey, they have a good offense, like everything. But they wanted to keep him, and like they're a Super Bowl contender. You don't want to be losing guys when you're a Super Bowl contender. And it further proves that you get to you can keep what players that you want. Keep the players that you want. They obviously wanted Brandon Ayuk. They didn't want to go crazy with the money, but they were able to get him for, I guess, what they felt was good enough. And all that, getting the Patriots involved, all that was for nothing as he stays in San Francisco.
So real quick, he is now the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's the 12th receiver, noteworthy receiver, to sign an extension this offseason. Schefter tweeted this out yesterday. Ayuk gets 4 years, 120. CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, and more. Where do you think Ayuk fits in that hierarchy out of guys who have re-signed? Like, who would you rather have, Lamb or Ayuk?
Lamb.
Same.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb's way better.
Jefferson, don't even need to ask.
Jefferson's
right?
Way better.
Okay. DJ Moore or Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk. I like DJ Moore, but I would say Brandon Ayuk's better.
I would take Ayuk as well.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra or Ayuk.
Ooh, that one's close. I would probably go Amon-Ra.
I would also
barely.
Take Amon-Ra. See, I really don't think that one's that close.
Oh, you don't? See,
I like him a lot. Good. Are you biased against a little guy?
Maybe.
Because he's a little fella.
How many hits? Like Ayuk's a truck.
He is.
Ayuk can take a couple hits if he needs to.
I would take Amon-Ra St. Brown. AJ Brown.
AJ Brown's better.
Okay. Jalen Waddle?
I think right now Ayuk is better. Waddle, they're different players. Waddle's never been the one. I guess you could argue Ayuk's in a group with other guys around him as well. I think Ayuk is more durable than Waddle, so I'll say Ayuk. That's cool. I mean, they're in the same ballpark.
This is what I think. Now you're getting into like Waddle, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, Michael Pittman, Ridley. Are you taking any of those guys over Ayuk?
Oh no, at that point, all those guys, same. Ayuk's better than all of them. I mean, I think when. You know, if you do the exercise, if you rank the wide receivers, he's probably at the highest 8th and at the lowest 13th.
And most of them have signed this offseason. It's crazy. Ja'Marr Chase is the one who we're still waiting on, and that's very relevant for the Patriots week one.
Well, it's funny. You're on this earlier in the week. You mentioned how there was a time where these number one receivers weren't being re-signed by their own teams, and they were being traded left and right. And I remember screaming at the from the top of a mountain for the Patriots to get one of these guys.
Get Tyreek Hill.
Steph Diggs.
Get A.J. Brown. Get Steph Diggs.
Yeah, all these guys were.
Who ironically did move again this offseason.
He moved again. Yeah, but like he's now past it.
Correct.
So. But all these guys signing the new deal, because a lot of teams, too, they would trade a guy and then they would try to draft him. And that was mixed results. You know, you trade away Steph Diggs, but you draft Justin Jefferson. It's like, oh, wow. All right, you upgraded. But you trade A.J. Brown and you draft Treylon Burks. Okay, that was worse. And that also led to the GM and the coach being gone in Tennessee. So there was a time where you said, if you're willing to pay a ton of money and fork over a first-round pick, you could get one of those guys. But now that the value for receivers has gone up and up, the teams that draft these guys are realizing that, and they're saying, all right, we're going to shell out record-setting money to keep these guys. So now if you're a team like the Patriots who doesn't have one, you either need to hope Polk or Baker develop into that, or what? Like, how else are you going to get them?
Yeah, I think the draft is the most likely way to do it. Unfortunately, they get drafted all the time now. And so maybe you have it in Polk. Maybe if you're rooting against Jacoby Brissett every week this year, you can get a top five pick. And get your Travis Hunter.
So there's also something to be said, and we'll see what the results bear, especially because it's a young quarterback in Tennessee. But that's a team that went probably B-plus receiver in free agency. So right now the Tennessee Titans have DeAndre Hopkins, who we all wanted here last year and missed him.
And is fine, but not as dominant as he was, but fine.
Right, yeah, he's not the same guy, right? Yeah. He's sort of like Steph Diggs, where like there was a time where he was incredible, but he probably isn't anymore, but he's good. Calvin Ridley, who I wanted, but probably get a little bit more money because he happened to hit the open market. And then even Tyler Boyd. So they have three guys that they didn't draft, three guys they didn't trade for. And I guess we'll see how it works out because they're trying to figure out whether Will Levis is worth it or not.
I just don't think there's a lot of... I think you're going to see less and less movement of these real impact guys because they're so important now.
Yeah.
Like Chase is the one because the Bengals are so effing cheap. Maybe. But all these this happened when they struck out on Ridley. This started going around. Patriots fans. Oh, look at all the receivers who are about to be up. Maybe they'll get CeeDee Lamb. He's gone. Brandon Ayuk, gone.
Well, isn't it turning into quarterback where you get a couple guys like really unique situations like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, right? But for the most part, these guys are going to get re-signed by their teams if they're worth half a damn.
Yeah.
Like they're going to get re-signed by their team. And I think receiver has kind of finally gotten to that point.
That's how I feel. Yeah. So it's harder and harder to find those
maybe
guys.
Maybe T. Higgins, like maybe he's the next guy that maybe squirts free. Because that's the other thing is, you know, you're like, well, maybe some of these teams will only sign one. It's like, I don't know. Miami signed Hill and Waddle. The Niners are signing all their skill guys. And so maybe not. Like maybe they will sign Chase and Higgins, even though they're kind of going about it in a way in which they're – although Cincinnati is a cheap organization,
I had to guess, they're closer to letting both go than signing both. Yeah. They'll probably end up with one. It'll probably be Chase. But if I had to pick zero or both, I'll pick zero for the Bengals because they are so cheap. Jordan Schultz, meanwhile, tweeted out that Brandon Ayuk could have gotten more money from the Patriots and the Browns, but he wanted to remain with the 49ers and continue to build his legacy with the team that drafted him. Mm. Were the Patriots ever truly in on Brandon Ayuk, or were they just used? We can get into that. Plus, Jason Tatum will be part of a Netflix special following around five NBA players next year. We'll get into all our thoughts on that. A lot to get to here on Jones and Keith. WEEI. We got Lou Merlone talking some Sox. Rich Hill. Slow pitching out of the bullpen.
There was a great stat the other day. It was like the last five GMs of the Red Sox all signed Rich Hill.
Wait, for real?
I think it was like Theo. So Theo Charrington,
brought him in on like a minor league deal.
I think Theo, Charrington, Dombrowski, Heim, and now Breslow. I think all brought Rich Hill. Maybe one of those guys didn't, but it was some crazy stat like that.
That's unbelievable.
I think he's been signed by the team like eight different times.
The interim GMs back in there, like, well, you know, like Jed and Ben, I guess, the first go around when Theo walked out real quick. They're like, now's our time. Go get him.
And then I think it was Alex Spear said that, you know, how was it StatCast or whatever says what the pitch is?
They're mixing up his pitch.
He was throwing, they kept saying change up. They're like, no, that's the fastball.
It's great. That's the gas.
I mean, the guy's older than us and he's playing Major League Baseball. It's
legitimately
awesome.
Older than us. It's impressive.
It's awesome.
On the one hand,
desperate times call for desperate measures. There's a little bit of that
for him. Yeah. It's embarrassing for the team. Is that fair? Okay.
You
so we'll get to that. We'll get to
fresh off his baseball isn't boring interview. You got to get out there, throw a few innings for the club.
Yeah, seriously. So we'll get to that among other things involving the Red Sox with Lou Merlone at high noon.
Yes.
Here on Jones and Keefe, we'll also get to misleading that comes your way about 20 minutes from now. Greg Hill adamantly did not want to try, did not like the idea of deep fried ranch.
Well, good news, I'll eat anything.
Yeah, Keith is he'll eat anything. I got a stomach like a steel trap over here.
Good.
So we're gonna live taste test some deep fried ranch.
I'm in on that.
You're not gonna want to miss that on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
And it's just been sitting out for all morning. That's what we're doing. We're doing that.
Yeah, some things get better a little congealed. Some things I like a little congealed.
Are we sure this
is
one of those things?
Well, no, I've never tried it before.
All right,
I'm not sure if you want it right out of the fryer. I'm not sure if you want it to congeal a bit.
Should we have like a bucket with us?
I don't need that.
You're not gonna throw up.
I've already said I'm a self-professed stomach like a steel trap.
Okay,
but there is. I'll stick them in the toaster oven. You want to do that?
There is. Yeah,
maybe. I don't know how they're best served. I don't know.
But I mean, I'm assuming that the chef wouldn't have said, you know what, these are really good 4 hours later. how would the cook recommend I eat this? Four hours at room temperature.
Yeah. Do you ever say that to your wife? Are you ever like, what do you recommend I do here sometimes? My wife will like prepare a meal.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, okay, it's up there. Go grab it. You know, go grab it off the stove or whatever. And I'm like, what should I do here? I see rice. I see vegetables. There's meat.
She's like, you could stick it up your bum for all I care.
I'm like,
she's like, do whatever you want with
it. Am I putting this over rice? Where do the vegetables go? She's like, would you just eat it? Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to be nice to you. You made this.
No.
How does the chef want it prepared?
It doesn't come with instructions.
Okay.
It doesn't.
So what do you think? Maybe we won't deep fry. Maybe we won't toaster oven riches there. But yeah, you want to pop them in the toaster oven there, Bill. I'm in.
All right. Yeah good. Sold.
I don't want to burn my tongue. But anyway, don't miss that. That's going to be live on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
and
up
YouTube.
About 20 minutes from now and YouTube. Thank you, Keith. Yep. Subscribe to WEEI. So we'll do that in misleading coming up. We'll also get to Tatum and this Netflix special following around five different NBA players. But quickly, just to close the loop on Brandon Ayuk, who I do think would obviously help any quarterback here, specifically Drake May. Do you believe the Patriots were ever in, Rich? Like really, actually in? And I use this Jordan Schultz tweet that I read before the break as a jumping off point. He says, ultimately, Ayuk could have got more money, would have gotten more money from the Patriots and Browns, but he wanted to remain a 49er. Do you believe the Patriots were offering more money?
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. They've come up short on everybody else that they were interested in or quote-unquote interested in. Also, because it's football, you have to ask the question, you mean guaranteed money? Do you mean what the big number is at the
front?
That's
the wiggle room. That's it.
That's what's tricky about it. And so,
because the report is $120 million, 76 guaranteed. They were going to offer 76 guaranteed?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
So that's...
Or would they are they playing games now where they're like, we would have offered...
124.
No, or like something... Maybe they only were offering a three-year deal, but they were offering more in guarantees. Or they were offering a four-year deal with more AAV, but less in guarantees. Like, they're playing some kind of shell
game.
Plus,
as everybody has said, the team is so bad that you have to blow that water... Or blow that number out of the water. You can't say... So say they were like... Say they also said 76 mm-hmm. or 77 even.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I want one extra million to play in, as Bill Belichick calls it, Taxachusetts, or do I want to just take my $76 million? Although taxes are crazy out there too, right?
But they're crazier in California.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But you get my point. Like yeah.
But you
need to break the tie. Like, I'm going to stay here with a Super Bowl winning team, yeah. or I'm going to go to the worst team in the league.
No one cares about the taxes. They care about their take home.
Yeah.
I don't care what I pay in taxes if my take home is higher. This is the fraudulent argument with Taxachusetts, Bill. And there is a millionaire's tax here. I'm not saying it's not important.
Yeah.
But you can offer more. You can offer more to still make the take home higher. And so that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. And they could have done that with Ridley. They didn't do that. And in the case of Ayuk, it's the other way around. You are in an advantageous situation from a tax perspective versus California.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hate that game. I don't care what I pay in taxes. I care about my take home.
Yeah, right.
That's what I care about.
Yeah.
If my take home's higher, great. I don't care what I paid out in Texas.
No, it seems like they were, I'll give them credit maybe for, I don't know how much credit, but for being in it, like their name was involved, like just like with Calvin Ridley, like apparently like Calvin Ridley got down to the thing, but they're not willing to go a little extra. They're not willing to realize they're no longer a Super Bowl contender. The player is not coming to play with Tom Brady and for Bill Belichick.
Right.
It is a completely different world now for the Patriots. You got to convince somebody to come live in Attleboro. All due respect to Attleboro. That's a lot different than San Francisco or New York or some of these other places. And they may have called, but I don't think they were a real serious threat to get him.
Me neither.
And so that part's unfortunate. And I think they, in a way, got used a little bit because that's a team that's desperate. They clearly need a receiver. They have all the cap space in the world, as Matt Judon pointed out, and others. So if you're Brandon Ayuk and his agent, and the Niners are like, all right, you can't find a deal here, why don't you go find one somewhere else and then come back to us? And then, so who are you going to call? Call the Pats. Be like, you interested in this? And then they just want to get guys at their number where, you know, free agency, and I know this isn't free agent, this is a little bit different, but it's a similar idea. You're going to have to pay a ton.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to do it. Like, they're just hoping that, like, all right, we'll throw out a number and, like, fingers crossed they settle on this. You're not going to get a lot of guys that way.
Do you see this other report? I know you're not a fan of her reporting, so perhaps you don't care about this. Diana Rossini?
No, I actually care quite a bit. I would just go opposite whatever it is.
Okay, we're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She said the 49ers were willing to trade Ayuk if they could get a top-flight wide receiver to replace him. And the rumors here were that Kendrick Bourne was going to be in return.
He's the top-flight receiver?
I guess.
Okay.
They offered a third-round pick to Denver for Cortland Sutton. And then they would have dealt Ayuk to the Steelers, but the Broncos said no.
Okay, so probably none of that is true.
Okay,
if that's what Rossini said. Is Sutton worth just a third round pick, or do you get a little bit more? Is that shooting low there? I wonder. Sutton's good.
If the Patriots gave up a second for Sutton, I would say too much. So third,
okay.
Third's probably right.
All right,
You got an extra third for Judon. Ship that out for Sutton. Great.
Yeah. So they were going to replace Ayuk with Sutton, and then they would have traded him. But they don't say what they would have traded him for, right?
They would have traded him to Ayuk.
To the Steelers, but for what?
Yeah, good question. Don't know. No, at least in her reporting, I don't know.
Well, because like I wouldn't trade the first-round pick by the Patriots for Brandon Ayuk.
Right, but a pick in the 20s I would trade for him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So we okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're like the Chiefs and you feel confident about your team's record this year,
yeah.
You're like, flip it.
No, you're the old Patriots with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I trade a first-rounder for Ayuk in a heartbeat.
No. The Patriots traded a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu.
Correct.
So let's just all relax a little
pick
bit.
That like could a pick that could be the number one overall pick. I'm not trading that for Ayuk.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Patriots were even in the first place. I'll get to Tatum here in a moment. Our good buddy JP in North Providence waiting patiently. What's up, JP?
Hey, maybe he could have stayed with Scott and Rentham like Antonio Brown did with Brady, you know?
True.
Got that big house there. Yeah, why not?
That's true. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Jones and Keefe, I tried calling Monday. Great to have you guys back. I think your regime's already doing better than Mayo's. Jones, two quick questions and then a thought on the Patriots
line.
Yes,
yes, yes.
One, now that you're working mornings, is the missus making muffins to bring in for the station? You need some breakfast food. And
okay.
Keefe,
yes.
One for you. Would you rather be a quarterback behind that offensive line?
Or
toss an anaconda in the...
The first thing. Anything snake related.
Finish, JP. Go ahead and finish. Yeah. Anaconda where?
Oh, right. No, yeah, that's Keith's thing, but I think it's more dangerous than that offensive line.
Okay.
Guys, we're going to tank this year and go get a left tackle.
Okay, we're going to tank and get a left tackle.
Left tackle, got it.
Says JP.
So what was this about the muffins?
Oh, so during COVID, my wife got very into baking.
Interesting.
Muffins? Was not much of a baker prior nor since.
Got it. A failed attempt.
I think it was actually a cupcake. He said muffins, but she made cupcakes.
All right.
And
they were garbage?
No, they were quite delicious. The problem was a piece of glass in the cupcake.
Wow. Trying to kill you.
JP thinks she was sick of me in COVID and attempted to kill me. Which
don't
I,
go
which
to Jones's house on Halloween.
Which I really shouldn't rule out.
Razor blade.
No, I go, I take a bite. I go, what the hell's in this cupcake? Piece of glass.
Glass. She's like, that's the third ingredient. Of course there's glass in there. These are my famous glass cupcakes.
Yeah, flour, eggs, glass.
It's a very special cupcake just for yours truly.
Aggressive.
So, if I say I've brought in anything that my wife baked, I would...
Not going to eat it.
Well, let me test it out first.
All right.
It was probably intended for me.
That's right.
Let me test that out first.
I got
and
it.
Then, yeah, you're going to want to see me eat that.
All right, very all. Good.
And so you would rather be behind this offensive line.
I'd take my chances behind this offensive line than any kind of anaconda interaction.
Yeah. Yes. I did give him a lot of leeway there. I trust JP, but I did give him a lot of leeway when I circled back and said, you'd stick the anaconda where?
That's true.
And I said, right as I asked, I feel like that was a dangerous question.
Pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas. Jeez.
Where does your snake fear end? Like a garter snake?
Yep. Terrified.
Terrified.
Yeah. Anything without legs. Because you know what's funny is you slap a couple legs on it, it's just like a long lizard. I'm not scared of a long lizard.
Lizard doesn't bother you.
No, long lizard, no.
Huh.
Nope.
Garter snake. Worm.
Worm. I'm not like scared of a worm.
But
I'm
not, no
I'm
legs.
Not, like, I'm not like super interested
it's
in
legless.
It.
Legless.
It's true. But it's got like 9 hearts.
That can't be true.
8 hearts?
They have that many? Worms have that many hearts?
6?
Is it worms? That doesn't 4? Sound right. Is it worm? Are worm like deer?
2? Somebody get on this.
What's the plural... Worm. It's got to be
verm. You had a V.
A group of worms?
At the front.
It's not worms.
Verm. No, worm is verm.
Well, I got worms was Dumb and Dumber.
That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah,
I got worms.
Google AI automated response. Worms have 5 hearts.
Bang! All
five.
Close.
Wow, you were all around.
Never got it.
Literally all around it.
Never 9, actually got it
8,
right.
6, yeah. 4, 2. Actual answer, 5.
No, it is a crippling fear of snakes. It's well documented on any show I've ever been on. Which have been many.
I just wasn't sure. I know you say it's snakes, but it's legitimately all snakes. Even like a garter snake. I like a cobra and an anaconda. I get. I don't get it. So rattlesnake. I get some of these other ones.
Oh, a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
At least you can hear them coming.
Yeah.
You know.
They'll let you know.
Oh yeah.
They're probably more afraid of you than you are of them.
Doubtful. Doubtful. Those things are like I'm the most afraid I could be. No. So the 508 said, "Hey, Keith, a bunch of Pats players live in North Attleboro.
Oh,
you
yeah.
snob.
Yeah, you kicked a hornet's nest with
Attleboro.
I'm not
putting
there.
Down any of these great towns
I
in Massachusetts.
It. I went. Oh, obviously. He went there. He went right in Attleboro. I was like, he's in trouble.
All I'm saying is, if you're a young kid growing up in the state of Florida, Texas, or California, and your dream is to play in the NFL, I don't imagine it is also to live in Attleboro.
No, I would say not.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I thought there were 6 hearts in a worm, not 5. So I'm man enough to admit I've been wrong, but I don't think people are lining up to live here.
No, I don't think that's
how about the second Tom Brady left? He was like, that place is the pits.
Right. All due respect, I'd love to live in North Attleboro, but
sure.
Maybe a professional athlete looks at it a little different.
A nice house,
although in your face, a bunch of players live there, Keith, so suck on that.
Yeah, they have to. That's the point. It's close to the stadium.
Yeah. It's better than... Rentham, we just heard about.
Rentham.
You know, Attleboro.
Attleboro.
North Attleboro.
North Attleboro.
Smithfield.
Sure.
If you want to go over the
out
line.
There, right?
Yeah, you want to get out of Texas, go over the line. Sure,
you
Sharon.
Go Canton. Canton's not far.
Canton.
You go Trillium.
Yeah.
Nice spot.
Yeah.
That's a beer place. That's not a town. It's in Canton.
But you could go there.
You go to all of Rhode Island, probably. That's close enough.
Yeah, it's hop, skip, and a jump. All the whole state, hop, skip, and a jump. And you're not in Texas.
I don't know
there are Texas, but yeah.
I meant no disrespect.
Well,
yeah.
It was... They're fighting words. And as somebody who likes to hold a grudge, I think you can now understand why all of Attleboro is going to hold a grudge with you.
So then somebody says, Rich, are you scared of legless lizards? And now I don't know if that's like an Urban Dictionary thing that I'm not aware of.
Don't. Do not bing it.
Aren't legless lizards just snakes?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell? Isn't that like a key distinction in a snake?
I'm not going to do that live in the middle. I'll Google that in a break.
They're sans legs?
Bing that in a break.
Yeah.
So you can jump in.
It looks like a snake.
It's a real thing?
The Google of a legless lizard, and it just looks like a snake.
Of course it does. Oh, no, he put it on the Twitch chat. I just saw it. Wow, that's a legless lizard, that thing?
Holy smokes.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEI, you should jump in line because we're going to be eating the...
Don't be a psychopath. No,
the deep-fried ranch.
People aren't going to watch
this. That's a legless lizard? I don't want to watch this.
That
doesn't look dangerous. You think that thing looks dangerous?
I'm not going to look at it because I'm sure it just looks like a snake.
Well, you already saw it. You already got a quick peep at it.
It was too much. You know what, Terp?
We don't need to see the snake.
Thank you.
Stand by that.
Why do I have that ready?
Do we need to see Tatum on Netflix? Are you going to watch that?
You know, I think I will. I haven't been as into the quarterback or receiver documentaries as I thought I would be. I'm like, I should be the target audience for this.
You started receiver.
I did.
So I started quarterback and never finished it.
I saw some of receiver. Justin Jefferson living in like an apartment smaller than like my house is hilarious to me. Like, what he actually was talking about it recently.
Wait, is that he has a tiny ass apartment in Minneapolis?
It's like a condo or something. Okay. But it looks like very. But he was asked about it at camp, and he was just like, "Look, like I didn't grow up in a huge house. I don't need a huge house." Like it was a great answer. And
so I assumed it was like, I don't want to live here all the time anyway, so I'm not going to buy like a big giant house. I'll live elsewhere in the off season. He's just like, I don't need a lot.
It was incredible. It was like, yeah. I mean, he also has like necklaces that are worth more than my house. Right. You know what I'm saying? But like, as far as like this big insane mansion, he doesn't have one. He doesn't need one. But yeah, Jefferson was good. Devontae Adams was good. It was a funny little thing where his kid was having a birthday party and they had it at his house. And he's like, the parents of all the kids, he was like, half the people probably knew who I was, but half didn't. And they're just like walking into this like enormous house. His wife, like the backyard was like crazy with everything. And they're like, what? Like, how is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Whatever. So that one was pretty good. But anyway, this starting five thing. So they've already filmed it. And it's actually going to be coming out. It's a 10-part series.
I misunderstood. I thought this was upcoming. So it's done. It's been filmed. It's going to air.
Yeah. So October 9th, it's going to debut. And Jason Tatum's one of five guys. It's called Starting Five. And it's going to be him and LeBron and Sabonis, Jimmy Butler and Anthony Edwards. And it's on the court, off the court. And it's funny because the Celtics also have another documentary going on, right? And
yeah, so, they have like their All In or whatever it is where it followed the team around last year.
Because Joe
Mazzulla has his own documentary that I've watched.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I've seen an episode here and there. So it's like a lot of cameras around that team last year.
Well, I was talking to Terp about it, who was obviously around the team. And he was like, yeah, there's like a million cameras. So you probably don't know which ones are Netflix, which ones are for this other thing, which ones are just for Tatum. But I'll give this a go, see what goes on. And you know how the season ends, which is good for Tatum, but some of the ups and downs and everything else. Like, I'll give this a go.
Here's my feeling on all these Netflix shows. People love the Drive to Survive show. Which I don't want to be an F1, bro. I just don't want to be. Some of my buddies are, and they're just like, are you watching the race Sunday morning? I'm like, I'm not an F1 guy. That's not what I want to be. That's not my identity.
You can't watch everything. That's one of the great mottos of the Dork podcast. You can't watch everything.
Can't watch everything. Nope. Drive to Survive, I've heard, is great. It's been recommended to me a million times. I haven't watched that, but I have watched Full Swing.
Is that that's the golf one?
Yep. Yeah. Is it Match Point? Or I forget what it is. I've watched the tennis one. Oh. I've watched both seasons of that. I've watched most of Full Swing, not all of it.
There's soccer one, right?
I started quarterback. There might be.
Yeah.
I started quarterback. I never started receiver. You know,
Watch Making a Murderer?
No.
No, that's classic.
You should get
that's
in there
all timer.
Yeah. And so Hard Knocks is this way, too. As long as you know what you're signing up for,
yep,
then I can enjoy these and have fun. You can't go into it being like, this is reality. This is a hard look at these teams. Maybe the Giants' Hard Knock is an exception to the rule, because it was an off-season one, and I think the Giants got caught off guard by it, quite frankly. But like, as long as you go into it knowing this is not a real look at the team, it's not a critical look at the team, it's not a hard look, it is just kind of mindless entertainment where it's Devontae Adams throwing a party at his house, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to see how athletes live. It's great for that kind of access.
Well,
and as long as you enjoy that and you don't want to think about it more critically, they're entertaining. That's how I look at it
as almost like an expanded episode of Cribs.
Yeah.
Like, Cribs is a cool show because you went to these people's houses. And even if, though, like, you know, they cleaned it like crazy, they made it look like it never really looks like that.
They stocked the fridge with, you know, Surge and Mountain Dew.
But, like, depending on how much they want to show of, like, their families or their friends or whatever and just, like, their house, like, that kind of peek behind the curtain, I guess, is kind of cool. Because I wonder how much, like inside the locker room nothing. Would be allowed? Probably not.
Nothing
much.
That's not planned and nothing that wasn't approved by Tatum and the team and the other players in the scene. And like,
I'm going to have to fast forward to the LeBron parts because the LeBron parts are going to be obnoxious. And it will be him like addressing the team and everybody will be like, yeah.
Yeah, LeBron.
And
yeah,
then they'll like,
yeah,
cut
two,
to
three.
Yeah. And then they'll cut to like one of these like, NBA shows talking about how who's the real GOAT? It's LeBron. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, it'll be a bit much. Yeah. But as long as you're willing to like suspend that disbelief when it comes to like it's a real critical look at the team. And with Tatum, I'll have a hard time getting past that. A local athlete, I'll have a hard time getting past that. But if you can just take a step back and watch it, they're entertaining. They're mm-hmm. all well done. It's a lot of access. It's just not anything juicy. It's never anything juicy.
No, I think it's just like a fun entertainment show. It's like nothing that we're gonna like lead our show with, but as far as just like something to check out, yeah.
In retrospect, maybe we should have led the show today with our deep fried ranch taste test.
Yeah, why? What's happening?
Well, we're about to do that coming
up. Oh, I thought you were going to say it's best left not out for 4 hours.
Oh, we've gotten many reports that we've let it sit for too long now. Greg was very adamant. He thought it was gross. He didn't want to try it. He didn't like the idea of it. We're going to taste test
Let's
next
go.
In Misleading. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Our football coverage presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're going to talk to Lou Merlone, Red Sox insider, joining us about 10 minutes from now. Get some thoughts on whether or not we need to be in or out on the Red Sox. I need advice on this. I need instruction. Direction.
Every day is a different answer, it feels like.
It really is. Last night, I'm like, I almost got no hit by a guy who's pitching well, but I legitimately had never heard of.
Yeah.
I'm like, I almost got no hit by him. They didn't do anything. I have to watch Rich Hill throwing 82 miles an hour. They
Rich almost Hill turned got four big outs for him.
It's true. They almost turned a triple play late in the game.
Yep. That's fun.
Meanwhile, Edelman is going to make out with some random girl. They won't even show it on Nesson. Am I in? Am I out? Am I supposed to? Yeah. Am I supposed to be on board with the Red Sox or not? We need instruction. We need advice. We need direction. So that's with Lou coming up again. About 10 minutes from now. But at 11:45, we want to get to, something that went on during the Greg Hill show. We call it misleading. We address something they discussed in the leads. Now, my understanding is the very nice people from Coleman Electric were here earlier today.
That's right.
And there was also a food truck. I'm still confused at the connection there, but there was also a food truck.
Yeah, two things. I drove in the parking lot, and so it's Friday before a long weekend. I noticed that There was zero cars in the actual parking lot, but there's a food truck in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, well, this is good news. I mean, this is a hot start to
this
the day.
This is working out for me.
So food truck's there. And so as soon as we walked in here, there was two tables just full of food. So I'd already housed a lobster roll. There was burgers. There were steak bombs. There was chicken fingers. There were sausages.
Oh, yeah.
And something else. And a little something else. This is, Jones, I believe, a deep-fried ranch?
Yeah. Can
ball?
Get that up there. So this is a popular at one of the state fairs. I heard Greg talking about this morning. Well, that's all the other food. Well, there used to be, if you'll notice, a lot more of it.
There used to be way more.
There used to be way more of that. Keith has been mowing that food.
You see this?
You zoom in on that?
Yeah.
Zoom in on that if you could, Terp. That is
it's a deep fried ranch ball. So I guess what is it, like a dollop of ranch, and then you just deep fry it? And you put some hot honey on it, I guess.
Yeah, there's hot honey on there, so get your milk ready. But I've been told this is kind of Rangoon-ish, is I'm told kind of how it comes across. I don't know if you like a crab Rangoon.
I do.
I love a crab Rangoon.
I sure do.
And so there you go. There's a nice ranch ball. This is the Twitch chat is demanding to get closer. I wouldn't go much closer than that.
No, you please don't.
Closer. Enhance.
All right, let's give this a go. Billy's got one as well.
So it's very popular at one of the state fairs. Minnesota State Fair, I'm not sure. You're going right in?
Well, what else am I going to do with
that? Well, why don't you start? We don't need everybody to just bite and react all at once.
I'm going to give it a big snurf.
Yeah.
Smells like ranch, which I do like ranch. I've never just eaten like a scoop of it, though.
It does smell very ranchy. That's true. It's the proper amount of ranch smell, I would say.
You know what?
You're not liking it.
I don't think so.
That didn't seem like you liked that. You want to take the plunge there next,
Bill? It's all right.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of ranch.
I don't like what's going on in my stomach right now watching you eat it. I could say that.
Yeah.
I don't like how my stomach is reacting to watching you. Now, did Billy
It is a little Rangoon-like. I can see the comparison to
Yours
it.
Yours isn't hot, right? Mine's not hot.
No, mine's been left out for several hours. So I don't know.
So again, a hat tip to the chef. I'm not sure if this is how they were supposed to be prepared.
I mean, I'll keep eating it, but.
Billy, what do you think?
So it's definitely got cream cheese in it.
You think so? It's not just ranch.
I think it's just ranch.
It's not just a ball of ranch?
Got it.
No.
Let me get in there.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the ranch is probably in like the breading.
Okay.
Okay.
You think it's not just
cream cheese. It needs something else.
Jones, I noticed you also brought a side cup of ranch to dip it in.
A cup of ranch? If your word is not ranchy enough.
That's going to be plenty ranch, I would think, now.
Because, Billy, you're saying it's cream cheese.
I'm saying, yeah.
It's not really ranch, so let me just dip it in
I'm
a little.
I'm thinking the ranch is like the ranch packets.
But it might.
Now, that smells ranchy.
But if you leave ranch out of the fridge for a while, it might look like this and taste like this. I don't mind it, but I wouldn't, order a whole bunch of these for me.
The extra ranch was not my favorite.
That was a mistake. I think not even in hindsight, ahead of time, that was a bad move.
You know what you should have put in it?
You know what?
Shredded buffalo chicken.
Yes.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Right.
That guy has spoken.
Yep.
Yeah.
It gives you a little something extra, which is what it needs. It
definitely needs something else.
Yeah.
Not terrible, but again, no. I don't think it's something if I walked up to the truck, I'd order it.
Agreed. Okay.
It's the Minnesota State Fair, by the way. This thing is all the rage.
So it traveled from Minnesota and it's been sitting out for 4 hours?
It's all the rage at the Minnesota State Fair. So
I am getting confirmation now
that
the chef used cream cheese to bind the ranch.
Oh,
Billy sniffed that out right away.
Damn. My goodness.
So Billy was right. So thank you to Shime for that information.
Shime.
Shime said he could confirm that.
Not to out of source.
Keith never gave away his sources.
Yeah, seriously, not to out of source there. My goodness.
It rhymes with Chris Shime. He's also my Bruins source, so
I got to be honest. So since it's misleading, we should circle back to Greg. Greg said don't want to try it. Sounds awful.
See, any of these food challenges, I'll try. Was it you, or is it maybe Hart, or is it Landy? Somebody was talking about recently. Oh no, it was Davey Eyeballs from the Dork Podcast.
Uh-huh.
The old Fear Factor days.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing I would do.
If you want to talk challenge, if the food stuff.
I'll do the food stuff.
If I know it's not going to kill me, I'll eat it. I'll try it.
The greatest eater of all time on the challenge is CT. Hands down, the greatest eater. Maybe Tony.
Tony's not bad. But Tony was problematic, I believe, right? They had to get rid of Tony. Tony?
Tony's on this current season.
Oh, so Tony can't bounce back.
Canceled, uncanceled.
Uncanceled Tony.
Yeah, now he's probably going to be, woofing food again on
what
the challenge.
What about...
Well, Camilla's still canceled.
Evan and...
Those two are both definitely still canceled.
Kenny.
Yeah, Evan and Kenny are very much canceled.
Kenny canceled, they call
him. Yes.
Yeah.
Those two are very much
canceled. He won't be coming to dinner.
Neither one, I didn't think, were a great eater, but CT was a hands-down phenomenal eater.
But that's super gross stuff.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about
bugs.
Gross stuff. It's just, yeah.
What if they...
Testicles, I know, it's over the top.
No.
Huh?
What if they were like, this is a snake, eat it.
Eat a snake?
Yeah. I've seen Bear Grylls eat snakes many times.
You watch a lot of Bear Grylls?
Man vs. Wild is great.
He's fake, though. He's like, oh, my God, it's raining. And then all of a sudden, he's inside a hut eating like a T-bone steak.
That's the stupidest thing you could say.
That is not. He's fake news.
No. So he'll still, he's, crawling over, the Grand Canyon on, a rope, and you're like, oh, that's fake? That's not fake.
That is.
Now, he might sleep in a hotel at night.
There it is.
And he might not
He might not only be eating a snake.
He might not only be eating a snake, but he still ate the snake.
All right, how about this?
I watched him grab a fish right out of the ocean and just eat it. That's not fake.
Fake news.
That's not fake.
That is. It's all
real.
Illusion.
And then he went home and slept in a 5-star hotel. That's the fake part.
On his giant king-size bed.
Fake. He took a bite out of a giant snake. That's fake. That's not fake.
So I think I could potentially, and I got to be careful how I word this.
Don't Tony this one. Don't you dare Camilla this
one. So you asked if I could... eat a snake. I think the way I would probably go about it is if you chopped it up where it was just like a piece, like it just looked like
a water boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is his knee.
Yeah. Exactly. Like you, if I saw the snake on the plate, I would be like, I can't be a part of this.
But snake bits.
Snake bits.
Snake bites.
Snake bites.
Snake bites. That's the name. That's the name.
I could probably do snake bites.
What if you deep fry it?
Sure. Yeah.
Just throw it in
a little hot honey on there and some ranch.
Rest
some
ranch around it.
What's the dipping sauce for a snake bite? Probably hot honey.
I think it's hot honey.
Yeah, for most things.
Yeah, I think that's what we're being
one in doubt.
Yeah,
we're
one in doubt.
Honest with ourselves.
Hot honey, but no, yeah, you've got to peel the skin right off. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, somebody prepares it for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wrestle the snake, cook the snake, grill the snake, all that stuff.
Don't deep fry the snake skin.
I'm not doing a touch crunchy. Yes, disgusting.
Several patients have brought live and dead snakes into the emergency department this year alone.
Okay, well. What are you going to do?
I think, oh, look,
I'm not going to look.
There's a gentleman.
Turf's already messing around.
On Twitch, eating a snake there. That actually looks well cooked. That looks well done. That's a well done snake.
Can we have fried blue cheese?
Yeah, so this is a good idea.
Fried blue cheese.
But then you definitely want chicken. Yeah.
House I think filled with snakes.
You definitely want some buffalo
chicken.
There
definitely should have been some shredded buffalo chicken in those. I don't want to tell the chefs how to do their job.
Right. Then back off a little bit, would you?
Because
you're kind of doing it right now.
Right, I have to pay for it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is true. Yep.
Okay. All right. I think Greg was onto something with his lead today. I hate to say it, but I think Greg might have been onto something.
Not terrible. Not necessary.
No. I ate it. I'm fine.
I'm good.
I added a little ranch to it, and I'm fine.
Too much. It's too much.
Might have crossed the line there. So that's misleading every day here on Jones and Keefe. When we come back, Lou Merlone, our Red Sox insider. Stay tuned.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.